The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Good morning and welcome to Share the Health Radio. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic in North Andover, and I am accompanied by...
Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner, also in North Andover.
That's right.
She's back.
So this week we are talking about detoxification. We've touched on it a bit in the past and how when someone undergoes the ketogenic diet protocol, they're purging fat from their body from storage. And there are a lot of nasty things that can be stored in our fat repository. But detox is more all-encompassing than that. We can talk about liver flush and just detoxifying our bodies for the purpose of getting kind of a do-over. So, Ariana, did you want to touch on a specific detoxification topic for starters?
Sure. I can talk about the emotional component, the physical component, the liver, which we should all be praying to. The liver is amazing. It has two different detox pathways. As you mentioned in prior shows, it is the filter of the pool. So we really need to take care of and love our liver. There are lots of different supplements you can take in, lots of different foods. It's kind of funny. A lot of people look at dandelions in their yard and think, ooh, they're weeds. Actually, if you go and buy dandelion greens, it's one of the healthiest things to take to help cleanse your liver. So that's a wonderful thing. Don't pull them out of your yard if you spray your yard with pesticides. But you can go to a health food store and get organic dandelion greens. They're a little bit bitter, but you can chop them up and saute them, a little sea salt, a little olive oil, or eat them raw. I love to put them in a salad. You'll actually get used to the taste and you'll start to like it. So that's a wonderful thing to add to your diet, especially springtime. It's everything's new and new beginnings and doing a detox for the body. Additionally, milk thistle is a wonderful supplement to help aid in detoxing with the liver. And caffeine in moderation is actually excellent for moving things through the system. And it's also wonderful for recovery if you're athletic. Again, in moderation. I'm not talking about 6 cups a day.
Well, you just hit on my sore subject here. I'm a Pete's aficionado, and I'll have 4 or 5 cups of black coffee a day.
I didn't give Dr. Ziegel a stare. I didn't just do that.
My liver feels fine. But you know what? The dandelions, you just brought back a wonderful memory. I can almost smell the garlic.
Garlic's wonderful with it, yes.
Good old Aunt Clara in her kitchen would have a huge pot because we didn't use pesticides back then, and she'd pick them out of her yard, the neighbor's yard, and she would have a huge pot of dandelion greens. And how delicious and wonderful, especially when you infuse it with olive oil and about 75,000 cloves of garlic.
So, yeah, make sure to eat it with your friends and family because you won't have any new friends or family after eating all that garlic. Yep. But garlic is super healthy for you. I'm glad you mentioned that. Antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal, anti-everything. It's really wonderful. And it also thins the blood.
Yes, it's a wonderful detoxifier. But what about eating it raw versus overcooked?
Awesome. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I forgot to add that component. You absolutely want to eat garlic raw, which I know it makes it a little more stinky, but all of the health benefits and the nutritional properties are in it raw because when you heat it, you lose that component. It's actually the allicin enzyme in it that is very good for you. And I've read that when you mash the garlic, if you you can't see my hands right now. I'm making the sign to mash garlic.
But you're being Italian.
Yeah, I am. I'm being very New York Italian. If you remove the green inside, there's like a green sliver. If you remove that, I've read that it kind of cuts down on that garlic sting. The other thing, so when you're sick, it's wonderful to have garlic if you have a cold or the flu. And you can actually slice it into thin slices and put it between fruit, like 2 pear slices or 2 apple slices, and it takes the bite away. They actually suggest to do this when you're trying to give raw garlic to kids because they're not going to eat it no matter what you say. If you put it between 2 slices of apple or 2 slices of pears, you don't taste it and you get all the benefits. I also encourage you to mash the garlic because it releases those enzymes and the oils, where if you eat it just in, you know, big chunks, your body won't be able to utilize it as well.
Shouldn't every kitchen have a garlic press?
Garlic press. I actually use a mortar and pestle. I'm old school.
Okay.
And so I really pound the heck out of it. It's also good physical activity. Like you want to work the biceps.
Yeah. Pharmaceutical grade garlic,
absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
And I am convinced that my grandmother, God rest her soul, survived some heart issues and cancer because she used to have so much garlic, it was sometimes out of control.
It's wonderful. I know people can buy garlic supplements or powdered garlic. Go for the real thing. Go for raw. Go for right now.
There was a Pyrex dish that sat in the fridge. It would have about 5 tomatoes cut into wedges, olive oil, vinegar, three or four green peppers, and again, about 75,000 cloves of garlic infused in it. That would sit there for a few days before you ate it.
That's amazing.
It had to be kept in glass. I think plastic melted.
But yeah. And the tomato sauce, actually, tomato will take the edge off of garlic. It makes it less intense, the sting in the body, which you would think because tomato sauce is so acidic that it would contribute to it. It actually neutralizes it. So the Italians knew what they were doing.
And as George Carlin said, if you just put a bay leaf under each arm, you smell like soup.
Oh, gross. Yeah. Gross.
It does come out through your pores, but that's a great indication that it's been absorbed.
Yes.
And the more raw you eat it, clearly the better. But I've been in a couple of supermarkets where I see the little peeled garlic in a little Tupperware container, and they're always from China.
Oh, don't do it. Just buy the bulb. And how long does it take to peel garlic?
Right.
30
or
seconds?
Get it from
a
California.
Minute?
Isn't California the biggest grower in the United States?
That
garlic?
I don't know, but I would say do it yourself. The less people who touch it, the better. And then also oxidation. You know, it's exposed once you peel it. So how long has it been sitting in that container and who's touched it? I would just get the bulb and do it at home.
So milk thistle that you mentioned is probably one of the most common things people think of about liver detoxification. Mm-hmm. Where does that, do you know where it grows wildly? I've only seen it in supplements.
Right. I've never picked it out of my yard. Mm-hmm. That is a supplement that I will purchase. Right. Yes.
But it definitely helps the detox of the liver.
For
it's
sure.
kind of like backwashing your pool filter. And what are some other things that you've come across in
for
your
detox?
Travels?
Well, yeah. I think it's important to focus on the emotional component of detoxing and connecting to our bodies and weight loss. If we don't look at the emotional component, weight loss can be challenging. And we have four bodies. We have the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. So the emotional body it's an actual body. And so we really need to look at that component when we're working with weight loss. Yes, you can change your diet. Yes, you can change your exercise component. But if you're not dealing and processing with your emotions, that energetic matrix is there. And so the physical then manifests on that energetic matrix. So there is a reason that you are overweight. There are either emotions you haven't processed or experiences you haven't processed or traumas. And so if they're not identified, losing that weight actually will trigger you in a very big way and it'll sabotage you. And I'm sure you've experienced that with your dieters.
Oh, absolutely.
And if you think about it, weight is a form of protection. It physically is creating distance between you and the person sitting next to you. So if there's an emotional component of needing to feel safe and protected, weight's a wonderful way to do that. It's not a healthy way. To look at the emotions is the healthiest way. And that's the work that I do with the Lifeline technique of working with the subconscious mind and processing emotions. And when I do the healing work that I do, you actually will put on colored glasses. Each color resonates to a different chakra in the body. Chakra means wheel in Sanskrit, so different energy wheels. And because color is frequency and vibration, so you put those different lenses on to trigger it. I do it to initially trigger it to release that emotion in the body and process it. So these are just lenses of misperception we have about ourselves. So how I help people, not only the dieters, but anyone, is by connecting to and releasing and processing those emotions, because that's not your truth. You are divine. You are pure love and light. And we forget that because when we come into body, when we come into the family and the environments that we come into, we are absorbing and learning and downloading programs to our subconscious from what's around us. And how can those people teach you what they don't know? You know, our parents are just people. I actually saw a DVD not too long ago. It used to be an 8mm film that my brother had converted to DVD of us as babies. So this is back in the 70s. And I saw my parents as people. It was really amazing because they looked so much younger. And I don't remember really seeing any footage of them that long ago. And it just gave me a sense of understanding and compassion for them. They're just people trying to raise kids with what they know, the best that they can.
That's
so
right.
How can I be angry at them? That
those
are gifts.
Children learn what they live.
Exactly.
I remember that thing behind my sister's bathroom toilet. about how a child grows up with ridicule, it'll manifest in this way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've even heard children literally repeating what their parents say. You'll see a 5-year-old saying things, you're like, where is that coming? And then you hear the parents say it. It's amazing. They're like little tape recorders. We are little tape recorders. So.
Excuse me, I have to call my son and tell him if he doesn't finish his plate, I'm sending it to the starving children in Africa. I'll be right back. Well, talking about the different bodies, in fact, the last time I was on a plane, I had to buy 4 tickets.
I missed you, Kevin.
Yes,
a week away from you is just too long,
Well, thank you. So when you are trying to make a change, a positive change, there are so many fears that people have.
Yes.
Talking about the dieters in my office. Fear of being successful. Fear of looking good, looking well.
Do you remember that Marianne Williamson quote? A lot of people attribute it to, I can't think of his name right now, Mandela. He used it in a speech, but it's actually Marianne Williamson. And it's from, she did a lot of work on A Course in Miracles. And it's about our biggest fear is not failure, but success. Who are we to be brilliant, fabulous, talented? Who are you not to be? You know? And she also mentions in that quote that in seeing your truth and being who you truly are and just shining bright, you allow other people to do the same. And I think that is so important. We often try to hide so that we don't make other people feel uncomfortable. No, we have to stand in our truth and our power and our genuine power, not in the, you know, trying to bulldoze someone, in our authentic power coming from a space of love. And when I do the Lifeline technique at the end, there are five components to optimal health. It's water, food, exercise, rest, and owning your power. And I always tell clients we can do that with complete love and compassion, but owning what we need and speaking our truth. We can do it lovingly and compassionately, and it's about owning our power, and we're not taught that. And it's something that as you become an adult that you try to find those tools to do that.
Right. We often see a lot of jealousy or negative comments about putting other people down. In fact, I have a dieter who is almost finished with the program, and she came to my clinic from another clinic, and she has lost, I think, almost 90 pounds.
Wow. Good for her.
And she looks wonderful. She is so happy, but she shared with me that some of her coworkers almost had like an intervention recently telling her that she's too thin and she doesn't look good.
Is she too thin?
Not at all. She looks fantastic. Her body fat composition is bordering on perfection.
Wow.
And now she's gotten that do-over that she had hoped to.
Oh,
so she
nice.
Can start going to the gym and really sculpting and
wow.
The sky's the limit. But we realized, we had a long conversation about it, and we realized that it's sabotage from other people. They don't want, you know, if you truly are exercising what we're supposed to, you applaud other people's success. You congratulate them.
Right.
You encourage them to be as successful as possible rather than sitting there in jealousy and anger
right.
and trying to put them down.
Yeah, right. Well, guess what? You become a mirror and they have to look at parts of themselves that maybe they don't want to. In the beginning, you all connected on a certain frequency because you all had a certain belief about yourself. She changed her radio signal, her attractor field. So now it's time for her to release those that no longer are in alignment with her or, how, you know, support them if they want to make that change as well, but for her to be open as well to attract in new people into her life.
Mm-hmm. And she texted me that she finally fit into a size 6, which I think is awesome. I told her that was me in third grade.
And, you're like 6'4", Kevin.
Yes, but I was a little shorter in third grade.
I hope so.
Well, it's wonderful to see the transformation that people make.
Yeah.
And
life-changing.
What we do
life-changing.
Is encourage them. We're coaches, essentially.
Absolutely.
And that's what any healthcare provider, practitioner of any healing art should be, is a coach to help someone. You know, you don't want to do the homework assignment for your kid. You want your kid to learn and maybe make some mistakes along the way, but then get it right on their own.
Provide them the tools. Mm-hmm. I want to empower people, educate people. I don't want to do it for them. No way. That takes so much away from them.
Right. So it's so important to recognize that detoxification is not only about chemicals, but it's about the emotional component. And sometimes it takes a real serious conversation with someone who's close to you in your life to say, hey, we're kind of, things have become toxic. Let's clean it up. Mm. Or you make a choice to remove that negative
person. Let them go.
Person. Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, we're coming up on a break, so I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to Share the Health Radio. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsor. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit idealhealthicw.com.
Comprehensive home care. That's what Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide you or a loved one. Their highly skilled staff of RNs, LPNs, health aides, and therapists offer a full range of services to clients throughout the North Shore, including physical therapy, med supervision, and overall care management. For more information, call Boston Home Health Aides at 617-264-0200 or visit bhha.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global health care expertise to your home.
Okay, welcome back to Share the Health Radio. This is Dr. Kevin Siegel and
Ariana Barrett.
Before we start, I wanted to give a shout out to a wonderful place where I often dine, and that is the Good Day Cafe at 19 High Street in North Andover. Kathy, the owner, makes amazing, amazing food.
It's delicious. I love to eat there, too.
She has a lot of gluten-free selections.
Yes, I am gluten-free.
And she has...
wonderful cappuccinos, a tomato basil soup you and I love. Oof.
You should absolutely go there.
It's all about moderation. You can go anywhere if you're on a diet. You really can. Mm-hmm. Every establishment today has... They'll work with you. If it's gluten-free or low cholesterol or vegan, I mean, you can get salads.
Honestly, the best salad dressing is just a very small amount of good quality olive oil, and perhaps double or triple that amount of apple cider vinegar, the stuff with the silt at the bottom is called the mother.
Absolutely.
Because then you're getting a healthy dose of probiotics.
It alkalizes the blood.
Absolutely. There are so many miraculous things that can happen if you start to, on a regular basis, use apple cider vinegar.
And sea salt, because of the trace minerals.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to sea salt, I've learned that you absolutely do not want to have the white bleached variety. You want the one
they bleach sea salt?
Yeah, you can purchase it where it's like, you know,
get it in a organic health food store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't go to the hardware store for milk.
Right.
Come on.
Although my hardware store sells really good milk. So
when it comes,
there are two things as the summer approaches that Ariana and I discussed about what are the two main killers for the summer.
Let's be aware of our wording.
Alcohol and ice cream.
Yes.
And the combination of the two.
Like is a big dangerous.
Old Guinness with a scoop of vanilla ice cream in it is probably the worst you can do. Just because of all the sugar. And one of the main focuses of the diet program that I utilize and I coach is the avoidance of sugar as sugar, but also the hidden sugars that are in the foods that we eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, is ice cream an awful food? No, it's a wonderful, delicious food. But again, we get to the moderation thing.
Oh, have you seen the quantity that they serve in Massachusetts?
Yes.
But there are a lot of ice cream stands in Massachusetts, wonderful farms, and the quantity is quite large. So again, it's all about moderation.
Right. All good things in moderation, not all things in moderation.
True, true.
When it comes to storing fat and looking at yourself at the end of July and being disappointed, if you eat a lot of sugary things, and especially the worst combination of sugar and fat combined on a daily basis, your body will store a lot of fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick and choose your battles. If you've got one of the hallmarks of the diet protocol at my office is that when you are done and you've graduated and you're in phase four, you pick one day a week. Typically, it's either Friday or Saturday, and that is your indulgence day. So you eat, drink, and be merry, and you don't hold back. Then the very next day, you want to make sure that you keep your insulin level low by avoiding sugar almost like the plague.
The other thing I want to mention, too, is not just the sugar we see and know, the hidden sugar in food. Mm-hmm. So you have carbohydrates, you have fats, you have proteins. So the carbohydrates, if they're not complex carbohydrates, they turn into simple sugars quickly. Examples, white bread, potatoes. Those things turn into sugar almost immediately. You might be thinking, I'm not eating sugar. You're eating sugar. You want to focus towards a complex carbohydrate. So brown rice versus white rice or sweet potatoes versus white potatoes. It's a really big thing to note because your sugar intake will change incredibly.
And of course, your physical activity level will also dictate whether or not you're going to end up storing fat. So glycogen, the gas tank number one, that takes anywhere from, I think, 8 to 12 hours to form after you've eaten something that will cause it to form, like a starch or sugar. So make sure when you're having your sweet potato that tomorrow at some point you'll either be at the gym or you'll be on your bike or just doing some physical activity so that you're not overproducing glycogen that you're not going to use, and then you enhance fat storage.
I'd also like to mention high fructose corn syrup, which sneaks into everything. High fructose corn syrup, aspartame, NutraSweet, all that stuff. Stay away from it. And I think I mentioned in another show that they're allowed to put aspartame in milk and not label it because it actually enhances it. It sweetens it, they say. And because it's such an insignificant amount, they're not labeling it. And it's just not good for us. And if you think about the diet sodas and all those chemicals.
Especially, like the ones that contain aspartame, which is 90% of them, 95%.
Break it down. Tell us what that's about, the aspartame.
Well, we metabolize that to formaldehyde, which should only be in you when you're in the casket.
Yep.
And wood alcohol or methanol, which is the... That's like your cousin
moonshine.
moonshine that went bad.
Stay away from those.
Well, and the problem with artificial sweeteners in general, but particularly aspartame, is that it tricks the body into anticipating that calories will be following, and then when they don't, when you drink that Diet Coke, eventually you're going to find your way to the bag of Doritos or the box of Wheat Thins, and you're not going to eat three of either. You're going to eat 53 of either one.
And that's why people that drink those sodas, they're not losing weight.
Right.
Yeah, even though it says diet on it, no, it's not. It's not helping you. It's not making you healthy by any means.
And there's a whole psychosis, like psychosis almost, associated with NutraSweet.
It affects your brain, huh?
There are a lot of people who have been misdiagnosed with MS.
Oh, with MS.
And a lot of other problems that are really just suffering from NutraSweet toxicity.
It affects your nervous system. It goes right to it.
The FDA banned it when we had one particular president, and then the next president came back in and fired the FDA head and put in his replacement.
So all we can do is educate people and have them read the labels and know this is not something to be putting in my body.
It goes by several different names: aspartame, NutraSweet, acesulfame potassium, acesulfame K, and phenylalanine and phenylketonurix.
Phenylalanine, I know it's an amino acid, but the form they put it in, it's in all the gums. So now when I chew gum, I get a headache right away.
Yes. The only gums that we recommend for the dieters, because sometimes when you're in ketosis, if you're not drinking enough water, you can get the stinky
breath.
You know. So it goes by the brand name Spry, or there's another one, Pure. There are several others, but they contain the only sweetener is xylitol.
Yep.
And the dentists are actually on board with xylitol because they notice that it actually helps oral health.
It's a sugar alcohol, isn't it?
It is. Xylitol? Yeah, just like mannitol and sorbitol. Some of them make your throat close up a little bit. The mannitol used to do that to me. I'd chew a piece of gum.
Maybe you have a sensitivity to it. I've never heard that. But yeah, anything that adds an OL, here comes a little chemistry. Anything that adds an OL is an alcohol.
That's right.
ASE is going to be an enzyme. So like protease, amylase. Right. Look at all that stuff.
And digestive enzymes, by the
very
way.
Very important.
Sticking to the topic of food. No matter what you're eating, it's always a good idea to employ digestive enzymes as an additional supplement to your diet. And there are basically two ways you can utilize them. You can take them with a meal so that you're helping to break down the protein, the fat, and the carbs. I did this for a while and it was very effective. Take three or four of them at night on an empty stomach with a huge glass of water. And what happens is they become more bloodborne and they break down some of the largely proteinaceous waste products that will cause you the sore tendons, the sore muscles. A lot of benefit to using digestive enzymes
Absolutely.
In that way. And you can use them both.
And especially with leaky gut. You know, our intestines have tiny holes in it, the small intestine and the large intestine, and that allows nutrients to go through. But if those holes get bigger, it's called leaky gut. I thought that actually was incontinence. It's not. It's something else. And so that can cause inflammation. And then the body can attack thinking it's an invader. So when you do those enzymes, it actually helps break down any of that stuff that gets through. Well, first of all, the enzyme helps break it down so that it's absorbed better, so big pieces are not going through those holes.
Right.
But the second component is if it does go through those holes and then you've got more bacteria and viruses and stuff, then the enzymes can break that down as well.
Leaky gut is a huge topic right now in a lot of medical conferences and whatnot because it's so prevalent. And what happens if you accidentally, like during a colonoscopy, you perforate someone's colon, they become septic and they die.
Yeah.
So even though we're talking more small intestine than large bowel, still the food is starting to decay and become very toxic and it's on its way out. It should not suddenly be able to leak into your abdomen.
Yeah, and did you know 65% of your immune system's in your gut? 65%. And when we eat sugar, white sugar, it actually affects our immune system in a huge way. People don't know that.
Your gut is also your second brain.
Yes, there's a huge gut-brain connection.
Mm-hmm. And the probiotics that would be found, for example, in apple cider vinegar or drinking a daily kombucha, or
kefir. I like to do goat milk kefir.
He was excellent in 24. and then there's the, what else is, well, yogurt to some extent, a lot of sugar.
Yeah. But and you can take probiotics.
Sauerkraut, kimchi. Yeah.
The naturally fermented. Mm-hmm. Not sauerkraut that you go put on your hot dog.
No.
Like sauerkraut that's more alive.
Like that you...
you've made perhaps, or that you can get at a health food store.
And you can go to many, especially the mom and pop health food stores, and get like fermentation kits.
So, yeah, those are awesome.
So that you can make your own fermented vegetables. And then you're really addressing not only your immune health, but your serotonin. One of the, you know, everybody knows antidepressants, the newest class is SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. That makes the serotonin, the happy chemical, stay in between the synapses in your brain for like a thousandth of a second longer. But they're very damaging, and they have caused an awful lot of suicide. So
the irony, right?
Yes.
Don't you love to listen to all the side effects when you're listening to those drug commercials?
Ugh. Picture of the doctor handing the patient a pill. Here, I know you've been depressed, so I'm going to give you a pill that makes you consider suicide.
Brilliant, right?
Yes, very effective. But the gut is where the serotonin is produced, 90% of it. So if you address your gut health, you will prosper. And, you know, we were talking about summertime eating. Certainly a day at the beach with a bunch of beers and Doritos and other things with pesticides and herbicides are not going to be conducive to having good gut flora.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you also have a flatter six-pack if you don't have all that bloaty stuff. I'm just saying. You can look good on the beach, too.
And during the summer, it often starts to look more like a keg, and that's the problem. But the vitamin D is, you know, without, you can't overstate the importance of being outside, particularly in the middle of the day.
Yes.
Rather than early morning or late afternoon, because that's when you're getting more of the skin damaging ultraviolet A. But in the middle of the day, to be out for a short bit anyway without sunblock is a very helpful therapeutic thing. But
and you can put a hat on so your face doesn't get so much sun, because I feel the face gets the most sun. If you think about it, we cover our bodies in the fall, in the winter, in the spring, but our face is still getting exposed. So in the summertime, when it is extra strong, you can wear a hat and just, you know, then the rest of your body is able to absorb
the sunlight. So with the summer nearly upon us after they remove this snow, it's very important to consider what you're going to be eating. I've mentioned the importance of signing on with like a CSA, one of the community agricultural.
Farmers market.
You actually join like at a farm and you pay a fee and you go every Tuesday.
Do you garden or they deliver the food to you?
I think there are some where you can actually go and perform some work.
Awesome.
So that your costs would be less.
Okay.
But,
good to know.
You go pick up whatever came in that week. You pick up your share.
That's so cool.
It's fantastic. So it's something to strongly consider because the summertime should be a lot of fun. Everybody should be walking on the beach at least three or four times a week and getting all that vitamin D and all the good electrons through your feet and from the sand.
The negative ions from the ocean. Yep. There's no excuse not to be outside.
Absolutely. And we have the benefit of living so close to it.
Yeah.
And yet how many summers have passed where you only went once or didn't go at all?
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating.
So I'll see you at the beach, Kevin.
Yes, exactly. It's
with the six-pack.
23 degrees right now. I'll meet you there in an hour. All right. Well, I think we're wrapping up here, the second segment. So I want to thank you once again for joining Ariana and me for Share the Health Radio. And I am Dr. Kevin Ziegel of 200 Sutton Street, North Andover. Ariana, you're...
I'm Ariana. Ariana Barrett, Certified Lifeline Practitioner. You can connect with me on Facebook or call me, 928-451-2561.
The... email address, sharethehealthradio@gmail.com, or the office number, 978-688-5877. We look very much forward to being back with you again next Saturday morning at 7:30 on Share the Health Radio, 104.9 WBOQ.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.